Shalom, today's daf yomi is Ksuvos daf yotes, Ksuvos 19, and today's daf on the bottom of yotes amabes, the Gemara introduces a statement of Rav Kahana, that Rav Kahana says, Asar wo adam sheyasha shtar amana besoch beiso. Person is not allowed to leave in his home a shtar amana. What's a shtar amana? This is a document of trustworthiness. This is where the borrower says, he writes a contract, even though he has not yet borrowed the money, and he writes the contract as a document of faithfulness, that if I'll need to borrow the money, that the contract will already be in the hand of the lender so that he can easily collect the money. So you're not allowed to have that in your home, Mishum Shenemar, because it says in Job chapter 11, verse 14, Al Tashkin Bo Alecha Avo, do not leave in your tent a Avo, something that will cause you to sin, because this lender might come to sin as a result of this document being available, and it can say, look, I already lent him the money, even though he actually never lent it. We're now on the top of 19b. We learn from the statement of Rav Kahana, who says that you're not allowed to leave the shtar amana in your house. Edim shamru, if witnesses say, we signed on a contract, but amana ayu divareinu, but really the borrower was just requesting from us to write this contract and to give it to his friend without actually lending him the money, but as a contract that was called the shtar amana, einemanim, the witnesses are not believed. Because we see that Rav Kahana says you're not allowed to do such a contract. So if that's what the witnesses say, we don't believe them. So the Gemara says, well, my time, what's the reason they're not believed? The Avu, given the Avu, since it's considered to be a sin to do this shtar amana, and it's not the proper way to do it. And so therefore, because terrible things can happen as a result of the shtar avwa, avwa lo chasmi, the witnesses are not supposed to sign on such a document. And so therefore, the witnesses are making themselves into rishayim, into wicked people, when they sign on this contract. And a person is not allowed to make themselves into a wicked person. Einah demesim es atzmo rasha. And so a person is not allowed to declare themselves to be wicked. So we see from here that under those circumstances, Rav Sheisha says, because of Rav Kahana's statement, even if the witnesses would say that we signed this document, but it was a document of Avwa, we wouldn't believe them. In this context, the Gemara brings another law that's similar to what Rav Kahana said, that Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asar lo adam she yashe shtar parua besoch beiso. So a person is not allowed to leave in his house a shtar parua, paid off contract. So if a person lends money to his friend with a contract and his friend paid it back and he left the contract with the hands of the lender is not allowed to leave this contract in his home. He has to tear it up because of the same concept. Mishum shenemar al tashkin bo alecha avo, because a terrible thing could happen as a result of this document, because it was already paid off, and so therefore it's not proper. So you're not allowed to leave this document in your home. So in Eretz Yisrael, Rav explained this verse as saying that if there's an iniquity in your house, distance yourself. What do we do from this verse? What do we do with this verse? What we do with it is zesh daramana. This is refers to this document of faithfulness, which is not appropriate. Also a shtar pasim. What's a shtar pasim? This is a document of appeasement, meaning to say that you appease your friend and you want to show them that he likes him and he trusts him and he requests from you that you should write a document that you owe him money, but rather so that people will think that he's wealthy. So you write a document saying, I owe you a lot of money, and you give it to this person, that's fraud, and you're not allowed to keep this document. And because, first of all, the person could use it to collect money from you, and that would also be a problem, but also it's fraud. And al tashkim bo'lecha avwa, shtar parua, that when it says al tashkim bo'lecha avwa, that refers to a paid-off contract. So, man d'amr shtar parua, kol shekin shtar amana, the one who says, now you know what, have a shtar paru in your house, a paid-off loan, a paid-off contract, for sure you can't have a shtar amana, a document that says you owe the money even in advance. Uman namar shtar amana of a shtar paru alo. But there's no prohibition to leave the shtar paru in your home, because zimnin demashile apshite desafra, because sometimes when you write the contract, when he's borrowing it, he needs to pay the money to the scribe who wrote it. And if you won't have money to pay the scribe, then the lender will pay on his behalf. And so therefore, he wants to keep the contract until the borrower will pay him back the money that he paid for the scribe. And now the Gemara says another idea, powerful idea. Idmar Sefer, let's say you have a Torah scroll, She'enu Muga, so that they didn't go over the Torah scroll to fix the corrections in it. And as a result of it, we are concerned that maybe there's mistakes in the Torah scroll. Amar Rabbi Ami, Ad Shloshim Yom Mutar L'Shahoso. Until 30 days, you can leave this Torah scroll in your home. But from 30 days onward, Asr L'Shahoso, you're not allowed to leave it in your home. Mishum Shenemar Al Tashkim Ba'Lecha Avah, because it says you're not allowed to leave a sin in your home. So we see from here that a Torah scroll that was not fixed, you're not allowed to leave in your home or even that was not checked, you're not allowed to leave in your home. Well, this is a very powerful idea. So if there is a Torah scroll that's not checked, that you can't even have that in your home. You might think, okay, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? At least it's a Torah scroll. It's better than nothing. Even if there's a mistake or two, it's better than nothing. No, the idea is ziyuf haTorah, that if the Torah scroll is a forgery, meaning to say what's worse than not having any Torah scroll is having something that's masquerading as a Torah scroll. And so therefore, if you're masquerading it as a Torah scroll, you can't even leave it in your house for 30 days.